I'm sitting singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. Listen to the pretty sound of music as she
send it off in a letter. don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
All right, so this is Gwen and
Harley,
and you are listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. I'm now concerned that our mics are not on, but they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
I hope they're on.
Do you have any thoughts on Ricky, Don't Lose That Number?
My thoughts are that that's an excellent song.
Yeah.
And when I hear that, I'm instantly transported to... like when you wake up on a Saturday morning and your parents are like, all right, we're gonna clean the house today, you know, like that song would be playing.
They would play that song.
Yeah.
Like the cleanup song, but in your
head. Yeah, like
the Siciliano.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. Yeah. You said Steely Dan and I thought you were saying Siciliano, like under your breath. They're like Siciliano. Cool. I don't know what song is next. Oh, this next song is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. And we have a lot of throwbacks, I think, today.
Oh, yeah.
Just a good vibe. Oh, yeah. A lot of dad music today.
This is, like, all dad music.
Yeah.
All the songs that are on there.
So if you're a dad and you're listening, thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out to you. All right, this is My Sweet Lord.
spend my days with a woman and kind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin.
It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight. Find
a queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, mics are on.
Testing 1, 2, 3, am I right?
Yeah, not, I'm realizing I have to stand farther back.
Yeah, I think yours is a little hot.
How about now?
Sun's great.
I think, I'll hold myself here.
Yeah, it's like a little core workout.
I feel bad because like most of my shows I'm like up here. I'm like, hey.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in.
Happy Monday.
Am I right?
There's a lot of background noise going on here.
I don't think that made it better.
It did a little bit for me.
Oh, okay. Actually, your mic needs to be louder. Is it on?
I think so.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Anyway. It's a beautiful Monday out here.
That's a lot.
In Medford, Massachusetts.
Horrible.
It's
we have a winter weather watch.
Funny story, I was looking up the weather the other day. I was like, it's supposed to snow this week, isn't it? And I looked up, like, winter weather, whatever. Top thing. It's like, major nor'easter coming to Massachusetts, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh no, it's going to be really bad. And then I opened the article, and the quote from the meteorologist was, "This is going to be your average winter rain." Oh.
Well,
so
much for a north.
So much for a nor'easter. I think
who cut out the th? I want to talk to them. I want to have a word.
Bring back the th.
Bring back
in nor'easter.
Nor'easter. That's awkward to say.
See, like a little bit of a cappella lore. The Northeastern a cappella group, one of them, is called the Nor'easters.
Ooh.
So they definitely cut out the TH.
Yeah. Because I think if they were called the Northeaster, it's like too...
It would just be a little too close to home.
Jeez, you go to that school or something? Like, God.
Nor'eastern.
That's we butchered this word.
Anyway, shout out to... my sister Ella for realizing the
shout out Ella
the pattern of today's show. It's got quite a bit of George Harrison going on.
Yeah,
I believe it might be every other song.
I don't know who's to say.
I don't know who's doing that or how that happened.
I know, what a coincidence.
It's a little crazy.
No.
But yeah. I mean, we're in a mood today.
We are just in a mood. Do you want to read a PSA while we've been talking?
Oh my god, I would love to.
I'll let you pick it out. And in the meantime,
can pick any of them? This yeah. is a big binder.
I know. It's actually mostly not PSAs, and it's mostly like spam style. I think Henry is listening. Shout out to Henry. Not confirmed. And sometimes my dad listens, but he doesn't tell me he's listening.
What's
shout out Courtney.
Up, Gwen's dad.
If you're listening, shout out.
Can I read, like, literally anything that's on here?
It picks up my breathing. Yes. Yeah, you can.
How about home fire preparedness? Does that sound good?
That sounds like we should be prepared.
All right. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms, develop an escape plan, and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
That was good.
Thank you.
Snaps to you. We're snapping in the studio.
Hope all of our fans can hear.
I feel like also, this is a hot take that I shouldn't be sharing after a PSA, but 2 minutes is longer than you think it is.
I feel like it heavily depends on the context.
You're right.
Like, I don't know. 2 minutes when you're, like, running late to get to class goes by.
Yeah. That's why I didn't go to class today. Sorry, Dad.
You didn't hear that.
Did not. That wasn't true. But it was, like, at first I was like, oh, if it's 8:13 and I'm just putting my shoes on, that's cool. Like, I can still leave in time to get to class.
Exactly.
And then suddenly it was 8:22.
Suddenly you just can't do it.
I couldn't come in late, you know?
Like, my problem is that every class... is like a solid 15 minutes away.
Yes!
So every time it gets to be like 1:10, and I'm like, oh, I gotta leave, I gotta leave, and then suddenly it's 1:20, and I have to run.
And then you're sweaty, and you're a little out of breath. Especially if there's stairs to get in.
Especially if there's stairs.
Disgusting.
So bad.
Also, people who have cars on campus.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. It just couldn't be me.
Definitely not me.
Definitely not paying that to when I could walk. Which
I'm definitely not a person that drives to SciTech.
Do you need a parking pass there?
Yeah.
But SciTech is different. I feel like SciTech for you is a 30-minute walk.
It's like a solid walk. It is so far away.
It is not a stroll, ladies and gentlemen.
Because no matter which way you go, it is so far away.
Yeah, I don't know why it's like... Tufts was like, we're going to buy a building that is so inconveniently far from campus, and we're only going to put some of the weirdest majors in that building.
Hey.
Isolation.
The chemical and biological engineering department would like to have you take back that statement. I don't think there's any other majors in there. But there's also the theater scene shop.
Yeah.
Like, why is that over there?
I don't know.
Why did they put that there?
For fun.
Next to, like, all the... engineering labs, like, why?
I don't even know how to get to SciTech. Like, I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah, it's... no one knows. My favorite way, personally, is through the baseball field parking lot.
That is cursed. That is not what I was expecting.
Because it's the only way to get there from, like, the coming center.
Because there's the train tracks?
Yeah, you can't cross the train
tracks. Build a bridge. We need to be building a bridge.
Like, where's the civil engineers?
Civil engineers. What else do you... What do you... I don't know what any of the engineers do.
Neither do I.
Like, what is a mechanical engineer versus a civil engineer?
Like, engines.
Oh, I guess because it's mechanic.
Like, mechanic. See, like, I think I'm disgracing the mechanical engineering name.
Not equal bridge.
Civil does kind of equal bridge.
Oh.
It's like bridge, road, erosion. That's why
engineers.
Civil and environmental is like, they're like buddies.
What do environmental? I don't understand what engineers
me
do.
Don't ask me.
I'm gonna be honest, guys.
I am like 2 months out from graduating with an engineering degree.
And you're gonna have a lit
and
time.
I literally don't know.
Applying to med schools.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
Lit is
lit.
The word I would use.
Lit is, I think it's appropriate.
what's our next song, Gwen?
It's Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, followed by...
I wonder who's going to be the next artist. Like,
right after the Talking Heads?
After the Talking Heads, like, I wonder...
Oh my god, what a coincidence!
Oh my god, is it George Harrison?
Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know, this is like the fifth time in a row.
That's crazy.
What a coincidence.
Like, I never could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Should we let the fans
hear? We should
hear
play,
it?
Yeah.
We should.
Okay. How do I shut these?
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Hi, we're putting you on air. Good, how are you? No, this is a radio station. Oh, this is... Okay, I thought you were saying... is okay. Hi, Kevin. Good, how are you? We can. What song? We don't... I mean, we don't really have... It's, like, connected to Spotify. So if you have a specific song, that would be great. How dizzy. Oh, okay. We can only play songs on like Spotify then. Sorry. I can't find it. Sorry. Here. Okay. No, I did find it. All right. Ready? Okay. I'm going to play that now, but I'm going to hang up for that. Okay? Of course. Bye. All right. We're gonna play Tommy Dizzy by Tommy Rowe then. This song was requested by Kevin from Malden.
Shout out to Kevin from Malden.
Thank you for sending your request.
Thanks for that song.
Just so you know, in the future, you can always chat with the DJ chat. It's a little easier for the DJs to communicate that way versus calling and having like the whole show stop. But thank you for calling in and sending a song. All right. Oh, it was a little sneaky.
Oh, a little sneaky peeky.
All right. Oh. Could you guess who it is?
I wonder.
Back to the regularly scheduled program. Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison.
Shame how we edge of the pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain? Not too many people
that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
We're here for a little mid-song, mid-instrumental session PSA.
PSA.
This one, you guessed it. Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
I'm just going to let you know the difference between hummus and Baba Ganoush. What is the difference between hummus and Baba Ganoush? Both are popular, delicious dips throughout the Mediterranean and the Middle East, but they are two very different dips. While hummus is made of cooked chickpeas with tahini, garlic, and citrus, the star ingredient in baba ganoush is eggplant, grilled or roasted.
You might be wondering, face.
Is baba ganoush healthy? Yes, baba ganoush is healthy. The main ingredient is eggplant. It's a good source of vitamins and minerals, like potassium and vitamin K. How do you eat baba ganoush? My favorite way to serve baba ganoush is as an appetizer or snack with crisp veggies and pita bread. You could also serve it as the creamy dip in summer crudité platter, or make an epic Mediterranean appetizer board with pita chips, tzatziki, hummus, and fresh or grilled veggies. This has been your mid-song PSA on baba ganoush.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that actually how you like to eat baba ganoush, or was it just like a...
See, that's what Love and Lemons, the cooking website, thinks.
This is also a good time for us to sign off, kind of.
It's a pretty good time. I think the song will just
keep going until the next person comes in. So this is Gwen.
This is Carly.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Quite the mouthful.
What a mouthful that was.
Just like the Baba
Ganoush. Just like a mouthful of Baba Ganoush.
This is also a shout out to my professor who isn't listening, but who ate a whole plate of Baba Ganoush earlier. Lots of love.
So much love and appreciation for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Joseph.
How many more seconds do we have here?
I don't know. I'm turning the music slowly up.
I think we've got 18 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's been real.
It's been real.
It's been a real hour, mostly filled with George Harrison. Like to give a big shout out to Kevin from Malden again for that song recommendation. Appreciate the call in.